So I want to show you what's been happening. I don't know how far I'll be able to get, but I want to show you what's been happening. So have you found Peter yet? Now I'm going to read this from the King James, but I want to read verse 7 from the Amplified. And so listen, then I'll switch over to King James. Cast the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries. How many? On him. See, he's telling you to get rid of anything that bothers you, anything that's contrary. If you got a bad attitude, get rid of it. If you got you've got a bad habit, won't keep a job, get rid of it. If you can't love your wife and treat her right, get rid of that kind of action. Because it creates anxiety. If you're stealing, won't give like God told you to give, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Because the enemy is working a mojo on you. So he said, casting the whole of your care. You ought to be at the place. Sometimes I use jar and he get a little bit of. I said, my grandson. And we kept him all his life until he started the kindergarten. And we did several of them that way. But there's a thing that he knows. Listen, he knows. Papa got something for it. He's in there. And the rest of them, some of them may not want him to have it, but he know Papa will let him have it. He don't go to them. Hey, either Papa, can I? I said, go ahead and get you. Hey, go get it. He don't even ask me, how do you get this? How much it costs? He never said, he just take it. Don't have a care. I mean, don't have a care. God said, cast all your care. I mean, we see the devil has hoodwinked us, make us take on something we think we ought to be worrying about, trying to figure out why that person didn't act right and that person. We ain't got no means taking on that. We have no business. I don't have a care. You got a problem. I need to pray for you so you can overcome it. But if I got a problem, you got a problem, then I can't help you because I got a problem in hindering me. But if I get free, I can help you get free of your problem. Get rid of your care because I learned to cast my care. I don't care. I want to get to the place where I don't care where the sun come up in the east, the west, north, or south. It ain't my concern because I didn't put the sun out there. My care is to please Father God. Period. Just do what he says. I ain't got to try to figure out how to make you do right. Matter of fact, you see, I'm... Look out. Come on. If I'm making you do right, I'm doing a poor job. But let's read this scripture. Lord Jesus. He said, casting all, the whole, the Amplified said, the whole of your care, all your anxiety, all of your worries, all of your concerns, anything you're concerned about, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Why? Now notice what he said, all your concern once and for all on him. How many times? Once and fall. I'm done with worry. I'm done with care. That means I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to be concerned about it. I'm going to spend my time seeking the faith of God and worshiping Him and talking to Him and yielding to Him and what you want me to do, Lord. Because I know that my brother, my sisters, I know that the world is in trouble. Lord, how can I want you to use me and show me how to pray. And that's why the Holy Ghost is so good. Because I can get over in the realm of the Spirit. Oh God. And pray and get results. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We as believers must wake up and not let this faith walk, this faith life be just a potty on a cracker. Just hot air. You can blow a balloon up, fill it with adhesive, and it'll float around in the air like you got something, but just let a pin touch it. It's gone. And too many believers have let their lifestyle be like that. Just a bunch of hot air. Bunch of pin in it, they done fell apart. We ought to get some stone wall, solid rock people. I don't care what you throw at me. When it hit me, it's going to bounce off. You can't penetrate this faith. You can't penetrate it. Hallelujah. I don't care what you throw at me. It's no weapon. Anybody here? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Once and for all on Him. He cares for you affectionately. He cares about you watchfully. God really cares for you. Say this with me. God loves me. Say it again. God loves me. Now say this to Him. Lord, show me. Reveal to me. Just how much you really love me. Let me see. Can I get obey and get some of this out? He loved you so much. Now, can you grasp? Can anybody here grasp it? He loved you so much till when you were born again, He didn't cover your sins up. He loved you so much, He didn't cover your sins up. He removed your sin. They have been eradicated. They're gone. Then He loved you so much, when you missed it, before you asked Him, forgiveness is already there. Watch this. This is kind of heavy, but you got to get it. Because this is where we're going to have to grow up. Even when you messed up as His child, He didn't even condemn you. Your own heart condemned you. But Satan has accused you. Y'all in the house. But Satan has been accusing you. That you are condemned, God don't love you, and you messed up and God won't hear you. God is standing there waiting. Says, when are you going to come and Let's get it right. When you gonna come to me, let's get it right.